Okay.
The Chairman, City and District Council, Honorable Members of Parliament, members of the party we present here, and guests, we come to come give them blessing to this occasion. I want to tell you all plenty thank you and associate myself with the previous speakers in welcoming you all to this great occasion. We want to tell God thank you for a moment like this. A moment where they signify the efforts of where people in this district they put towards the development of the district, the development of the city. In a show, say, the people they want development. And as I always say, development, not to government no more, they bring it. The people themselves, therefore, get development in them. And when they get them in them, you will see how they will translate them into infrastructure, hotels, schools, universities, hospitals, many other things than where the private sector they handle. Today, not just one of such efforts of individuals. But also, we're proud that in one of we, not only a citizen of this city and this district, but a proud member of the APC. It is sure say in the APC, development in our DNA. And anything we'll do now about development in government and even in opposition. If development is not there in you, it's not there in you. Whether you're in government or you're in opposition. I think so what you will see now, you realize that. So this is a big moment for we, and myself very proud that I don't always urge them, your brother, yeah. Buya, I don't say nothing, yeah. I say, make and take care of the district. Itself because development, they, you know, look what you don't do. Today, we don't can see what don't happen again. Now, healthy competition. Making always encourage healthy competition. Not to fix, but now healthy competition. Now healthy competition to develop a nation. Now healthy competition to don't develop the world. If then competition here no day. Competition no day between America and Russia. Would have for go first in space. Would have for make the best car. Would have for make. Would have for react to the climate change issues. Development no good day. So now no use development in with communities negatively. Now use them positively. Because any development will bring about employment. It will bring about improvement in the quality of the lives of the people. It will attract investment. We talk about light. It will facilitate the development here. So today is, I'm a happy man. I don't go say much. But I don't go perform this occasion if I don't mention two things within our national issues. And I mention them in my capacity as former head of state, not as chairman and leader of the APC. I've been very, very pleased with the president who launched the West African Power Pool project. I'm pleased because it shows the government na continuity.
Wow.
will therefore be humble for accept that, and will therefore proud for know that. The project in concept and implementation will make them for make it provide electricity. Now all the communities there who say the cable then pass from an entry point down south to the exit near the north. Whilst we gladly for people then we don't benefit from the project now who don't start and we this government don't come commission, we only hope and pray that the other areas that have not been announced for benefit from this project will eventually benefit from it. Because it was not a project that was localized to a few regions or one or two regions. A national project. A national for make not only the we say the cable empires, but in the end for connect with the Gunguna. So that the shortfalls them within a free town will be addressed. So I hope that that is an issue. We will follow this great commencement of the West African Power Pool. We thankfully, we already start as heads of state. We still there around. And how I wish we will be there around for give blessings to a project like this. The other issue, when a national issue, now the issue of the census. Census now a very good thing for any country, because if you don't know the actual numbers of the people and how they segregate them, you're not able to know how to intervene for help. That is why census. Nobody no go go against census. But the census way don't they happen. You know, get the consensus we required, we stakeholders, because any census, the stakeholders are all for coming and participate. From the word go, stakeholders, the technicians, the international community, and everybody for be part of it. But it is not illegal to get a census. But when the census gets difficulties, and you see, say, this is the only census in the history of this country, we get the difficulties here. To the extent we see difficulties, even in parliament, in trying to give them legal legitimacy. Preparation for it, the technical preparation, it don't go there, but it begins so much difficulties that even the most supportive development party, it raised the difficulties. Civil society members, they raised the difficulties. Political parties raised difficulties. In spite of all of this, the census continued. But as it is now, we know say challenges indeed on the ground. From what they happen with the realize say, the census not able to achieve 50% of the target, even as at this time I am talking. So as a former head of state, me on appeal. Now for me, we find a way out. Make political arrogance, professional dishonesty, not lead me around the road where you bring me, that we go give difficulties to this. I think the best way now is to be humble enough or invite all the stakeholders, including the international community, the major stakeholders, plus the technicians, let us sit down on the table find a way out of this. No amount of professional dishonesty, we don't lead me to this point, we're able to address it. We don't see technical incompetence. We don't see a display of political arrogance and professional dishonesty. This cannot all go well. So my appeal to government and all the stakeholders is that the process as it is, therefore invite all the stakeholders and let us sit down and find a way forward. But as it is, in our work. And let civil society groups that have been misleading us, giving us
God bless you.
Statistics where they cannot get the answers before they go to the field or go find the sons. May they not continue for living. We know the NGOs and we know them groups and that have been misleading us. But Sierra Leone is a fine country. Let us don't miss this moment. Censors, we need them. But let us do it properly and let it be acceptable to all and sundry. Today we come for car lunch. Now we come back to the lunch. I want to tell Kemo plenty, thank you. We in marshalling troops then, when I begin them, and neighborhood and people in the community for buildings. Small money no go done this, but I think they don't come a long way. It is time for make we all can support, and that is why we are here for can commission. It's so easy for commission. That's why they call you for commission if you just do commission. And the easiest thing for you. The hard work that you want before the commission. But today, me and I for just come and tell plenty, thank you to all the one that we don't put this effort for make we reach this point. And to ask that us, with the can commissioner, God will put in blessing for them. God will make what in the people they want, they achieve them. Make people get benefit from this great effort. So being a Christian, we can always commission things in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. With these words, I commission this great project.
This is not a political warrior. We did life, we start to talk and the chairman and leader, and his blessing by Koma, the DA.
Thank you, Your Excellency.
Great statement.
God bless you.
This night, 12th December.
Republic of Putlock.